Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, my name is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you on Sunday evening, Lord Father. Actually, it's Monday evening. Another day has begun because the Bible says from sunset to sunset, and at sunset there will be the second day of the week. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for giving us this wisdom, for giving us understanding of your word. So, Father, I pray, dear Lord, Father, for this prayer line, that we all be in agreement with one, Lord, Father, as the disciples was agreement in the upper room when the Holy Spirit fell on them all. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for all who you bring to the prayer line. Father, I ask that you touch their heart. And, Lord, allow them to share because, Lord, this prayer line, we love for people to share and give testimonies, especially to come and request prayers for families and friends. So, Heavenly Father, we grateful for this prayer line, for what you have been doing, each and every one. Heavenly Father, thank you. We ask him for the Holy Spirit, Lord, because we can't do nothing without your Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, we love you. We praise your holy name. So we thank you. In your son, Yeshua's name, we do pray. And brothers and sisters, I'm beginning to use our Savior name. Yes, his name in Greek is Jesus, but his name Hebrew is Yeshua. So let us give God praise. And by God's grace, that we all going to draw closer and know him better, as the scripture says. So we have the first caller, such a blessing. I will open your line, and by God's grace, we ask him that you, as usual, I believe it's Sister Barnaby, giving God's praise, and we are so blessed to have you to join this prayer line every night. Amen. So, Sister Barnaby, your line is open.
Thank you for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York.
Amen.
I serve our Jesus Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hands of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me why I know he lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
rejoice,
you. Thank you, Sister
Stand, go ahead, Sister Barnaby. Are you saying something?
No, I said go ahead. I was just singing along with you. Go ahead, my sister.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who get to find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. I'm going to read Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth forever. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, I know I serve a risen Savior, O God, and I know you live within my soul. Heavenly Father, in all around the world around me, I see your loving care. And when my heart grows weary, you are with me, dear God. So, Heavenly Father, I know I can call upon you. I know I can rely on you. I know I can depend on you, Lord. So, Lord, I'm asking you to anoint me and to purify me and to purge me, O God. And, Father, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me and make me clean, O God. Take away everything that is unlike you from me. Take away the broken bones, the broken body, the broken mind, the broken heart, and fill me with your Holy Spirit, dear God. Wash me and purify me. Make me clean, Jesus. Lord, I put myself into your hand, oh God. I'm asking you, Lord, if there's anything in me that is unlike you, remove it, rebuke it, and destroy it, oh God, and give me a body like yours. I want to be like you, Lord. Father, I put this prayer line into your hand, oh God. I'm asking you to build an edge around all those who are on this prayer line, along with every one of us and our families, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, our co-workers, and all those who we come in contact with. Lord, each and every one all over the world in diverse places, we all need prayer, oh God, because we are going to a Christ. Lord. Father, we are asking you to take over. Do your will, oh God. Let your will be done, dear Father. I'm asking you to heal the sick, oh God, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, and to open shelter for the homeless. Lord, do everything according to your will, oh God. Supply our needs according to your riches in glory. No one is as rich as you, and no one have what you have. Lord, this world and everything in this world belong to you. You said in Psalms 24, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. And everything in this earth belong to you. You have made us, you have fashioned us, and you have put us on this earth for a purpose. So, God, help us, dear God. With your help, we will fulfill that promise. Help us not to get weary, and help us not to get stressed and downhearted, but help us to lift our eyes unto you, because our help come from you. Lord, bless us. Guard us. Guide us. Take full control of us, Lord. Let your will be done in our life, dear God. And if there's any sickness and any unrighteousness and anything that is around us that is unlike you, dear God, use a great healer. Use a man of sympathizing Jesus. Use a provider. Use a sustainer. Use a deliverer. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. With you, all things are possible. So, Lord, continue to bless. Continue to guide. Continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. I ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Lord, remember those who are sick. I'm asking you to build an edge around them, oh God, and to go right beside their bedside now. We're in every hospital, every nursing homes, oh God. Be with the doctors, be with the nurses, and be with all those who go to and fro. Lord, take over your people, Lord. Provide for your people. Lead your people, I pray, and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Sister Barnaby. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for my mother, another mother on this prayer line. Lord God, we thank you for the mothers. We thank you, Lord, for these elders on this prayer line. They're lifting up the young people, Lord Father. Oh, Father, I'm asking you to pour out your blessings upon her. Lord, cover her, Lord Father, with all your mercy, your love, and your long-suffering, Lord. I'm asking you to protect her, Lord, during the hours that she sleeps, Lord. Father, be with her, Lord. Father, take care of her. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. Continue to allow her to be on this prayer line. Lord, we see, you see, Father, that she's so faithful, that she's a prayer warrior for us, Lord. Well, say like she's a prayer saint. Oh, Father, we thank you for her on this prayer line. Lord, Father, Lord, what you have allowed to join this prayer line, Lord, Father, we do appreciate it, because another mother to come on here to pray for your children, Lord, Father, and you said that the elder should teach the younger, and they should show the younger, pray, and Lord, Father, she is doing her due diligence. So, Father, we thank you right now. Continue to bless her, Lord. Keep her strong. And, Lord, Father, in all the power of heaven, we ask that you walk with her, talk with her, and lead and guide her throughout her whole life, Lord, Father. We thank you. In the name of our Savior, Yeshua, we do pray. Amen, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we have to thank the Lord for our mothers on this prayer line, our elders. Don't you know God said that we should thank God for the elder people because they pray for us. God is hearing their prayers. Oh, mercy. I've always, Sister Leola, have always been under, because you know what? That was gave me such a strength, and they taught me, and they told me how to live. They taught me that I should be a respectful young lady, and I just praise God up until this day. I still respect and love my elders, so I just praise God for them. So may God continually to bless our elders, and we see that our children, oh, Father, Lord, you see our children is going astray, Lord Jesus. I'm asking that you direct their footsteps, Lord, and guide them back to the prayer line, Lord. Father, oh, mercy, Lord, we just calling up on you because we know that you desire for us to pray for these young people, and you desire for us to talk to them and show them love, Lord, and point them to Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Oh, Father, I thank you right now. And I'm asking you to be on the prayer line with us, Lord. Don't let not one person come on the prayer line tonight, Lord, without pressing one and sharing a prayer, Lord. Father, we need prayers tonight, Lord, that we have so much going on in this world today, Lord. Jesus, the children are hurting one another, family members. Don't speak to one another, Father. We have one another. Father, we got people are dying. And, Lord, Father, they're not dying. We're not hearing like once a week, every month. People just dying, Lord, Father. So we asking, Lord, Father, for your spirit to pour out upon us tonight to allow your children to come and pray for one another because not one second is promised to us. Lord, Father, you can be dead. You can be here 1 minute, and the next minute you're gone. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you, dear Lord, touch the heart of your people, and, Lord, allow them to see the need, Father, because right now they need Jesus. They need the Lord, Lord, Father, because people are dying without a cause. They are dying without understanding that their salvation it cut off at probation once they dead. That is it, Father. And, Lord, have mercy upon them, Lord Jesus. I pray for our people, Lord Father. I hate to see people dying, Lord, today, and they don't know Christ, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord Father. I heard my son say that he's going to church. Lord Father, I want to talk to him. And, Lord, I'm praying, dear Lord, bring him back into the right place, Lord Father, where he can get the teaching that he needs, Lord Father, that he can grow up to be the stature of man that you desire for him to be, Lord Father. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to hear of, Lord, many young folks are on this prayer line, dear Lord. And, Lord, we don't hear these young folks. Oh, Father, I'm asking that you touch Brother Jeff Hart. Lord, Father, Sister Naomi, Lord Jesus, Sister Kenyatta, oh, Father, all these young people. Lord, we had many babies on here praying for their grandmothers. Lord, Father, those young folks done grew up, Lord. They in their teenage, they 18, 17 years old, Lord. Father, I'm asking that you still allow those children, those people to come, and, Lord, and let them know that we are still here and we are praying for one another. We've been praying for them ever since they left, and we are continuing to pray for them. So, Lord, we lift up your people right now, Lord, Father, that they draw closer and they get to know you. So, Heavenly Father, as I read Revelation verse 20 and these verses in Revelation, Lord, allow your word, Lord, to be heard. And let your people know that it's by your word you speak to us, and not of any, if we can just study for ourselves and learn and hear you, Father, and turn from our wicked ways and forsake those sins, Lord God, you are here. We can hear from you. So please, Father, touch our heart, fill us with thine Holy Spirit, lead and guide us, keep us, protect us, Lord. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, for country land, Lord, Father. Help us all that desire and that understand that Christ said he would care for us. He said that he never seen us forsaken or begging for bread, but he will give us what we need. So, Father, we thank you right now. Oh, bless this prayer line. And, Lord, touch somebody's heart on this prayer line. Let them be converted, Lord. Don't let them be just hearers on this prayer line, Lord, but help them to be a doer, to be able to go back and study and seek those things, what was said on this prayer line.
prayer line and change their lives, Father. Oh, we thank you right now. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen. Oh, thank you, Sister Barnaby. You just kicked it off. You started it, Sister Barnaby. So I'm going to open Sister Power line, and I'm going to ask Sister Power to give a prayer. Sister Barnaby, we need those prayers. So I'm going to ask Sister Power, please give offer a prayer. Sister Power, I'm going to open your line also. Sister Barnaby had offered a beautiful prayer. So, Sister Power,
okay.
You offer a prayer.
Okay. Yes, brothers and sisters, let's pray. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. What a blessed privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, we, your children, come before you to give you thanks, Lord. We thank you for the blessings of the day. We thank you for your love that you have extended upon us. We thank you for your daughter who has poured out to you, dear Lord, all the various requests that she has presenting to you on behalf of each and every one of us who is on the line and those who used to be on the line, dear Father. Lord, you have heard her prayer and you hear her cry. Father, she's pleading on behalf, Lord, of the youth, dear Lord. Those are your precious jewels who you love so much. Once walking with you, and Lord, now they turn their back. But Father, we ask you, help them, dear God, that they will come back to the fold. Father, she's also praying, dear Father, for the older ones, Lord, the elderly, Lord, the senior citizens, Lord. She's crying out to you for them. You have seen, you have heard, Lord, their requests. And, dear Father, this moment, dear Lord, we know you said when we search for you, we will find you. So allow each one of us, dear Lord, will be obedient to your word, that we can know that you love us, you died for us, and you are out there willing and ready for us to give you all, accept you, Lord. You are saying to us, you knock at our door, and you are asking us, Lord, to open it, to receive you. So, Father, continue to bless us. Lord, this line, dear Lord, your line, your people, you said if your people who are called by you, and if we are being obedience to your will, Father, you will not lead down of these diseases that you place upon the Egyptians, Father. We know that, Father, there are many crises, Lord, diseases all over the place. People are troubled, Lord, but we want to thank you because your promise is sure, Father, that we are hearkening unto you. So we ask you, Lord, to continue to protect us, Lord, from all this pestilence and this disease that is around, dear Lord. Now, Lord, we also present this world to you. Everyone in this world, Lord, from north, south, east, and west, they're your children. Some, Lord, are serving you. Some are desperate, wicked, as my sister had presented and said, Lord Jesus, even children, they are killing one another, parents against children against parents, brothers and sisters against sisters and brothers, Lord, and there is just war, racial problem, Lord, even the Asian people, Lord, they are fighting them, attacking them, and all different things is happening. But you said when we look and we see these things, we must look up because our redemption draweth nigh. And we know that, dear Lord, you told us a time is coming when the Holy Spirit will withdraw from this earth because we are so wicked and we neglect to follow you and we trying to do our own thing. But dear Father, this moment we know we have a loving Father who care about our
children, and a loving father who are willing with his hands wide open, ready to receive those, Lord, receive us. So, Father, we just want to give you all the praise. We thank you for the plan of salvation, Lord. We thank you for the work that you have been doing in the most holy sanctuary. Now, dear Lord, blotting out sin, investigating judgment. Lord, we ask you, Father, to allow our name to be in that book of life. Allow us to follow you fully, that we surrender our life, that we will have the character of you, character of righteousness, character that, Lord, your attributes will be seen wherever we go. We will be obedient to carry out your work that you have given unto us. Lord, we thank you, Father, as you said in Revelation 18:1-2, that the angel come down with great power, Lord, to light the world with his glory. And Father, we are seeing that you have been lightening your world, that you have created your people with the Holy Spirit. They are out there to and fro and carrying your gospel message that you have given unto us to carry to the dying world. Give those people the strength, Lord. There are some giving out books, tracts. There are some on the street preaching, telling the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that your coming is near. Prepare yourself, are teaching people of the crisis that is ahead of us, and that we have to follow you with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for your words of encouragement and your promises that you have given unto your people, Lord. Now, dear Lord, what more could we ask of you? You have provided for us, Lord, the food. You provide for our shelter. You provide for our clothing. You provide us a peace of mind. You provide us the word that we can study with the testimony, the prophecy and testimony of Jesus Christ, so that we can be well equipped, Lord Jesus. You have gave us children. You gave us family, this Advent family, that we can come before you, dear God, as brothers and sisters, to pray for everyone. So tonight again, Lord, I lift up the family of the Advent Light, Lord. I lift up Sister Barnaby. I lift up Sister Consinelli, Sister Brenda, Brother John, Sister Nell, Sister Nell mother, her children, Sister Leola, and Brother Ray, and Brother Rick, and Nicole Jarvis, Amara, and Carl Shiloh, and Jarvis Jr. I lift up Brother Udy, Sister Melissa, father and mother, and Elizabeth, and Caleb. I lift up myself, Lord, Stephanie, Sophie, Nikki, Debbie, her many grandchildren, Lord. I also lift up Sister Wilson, dear Lord. I lift up Father, Sister Naomi from Florida, and also the young Naomi, Denise and Adra, the children. I lift up the sister, Sister Carla, and also Nicholas and Amanda. Dear Father, to you, Lord, tonight I lift up Brother Rick, Lord, and Ashley, his wife, and his children and grandchildren, dear Lord, his son, his mother, and his sister. I lift up Elder Richardson, Sister Boyd, Sister Abbott, Brother Wilson, Elder Wilson, and Brother Chuck, Lord, and the Rhode Island team, dear Father, Tennessee team, Sister Martin and Brother Martin, dear Father, and the young people, Jeff, Lord. I also lift up Brother Eli, faithful servant, dear Lord, who are serving you and witnessing for you and sharing your gospel message, as he lift up his mother, Rose. He lift up Joari, Ishmael, Lord, and all those who he told about this line, prayer line, coming on the line, singing and praying and sharing, Lord. We also lift up Brother O'Neill, Lord, and his children, his mother, his sister, and his brother, dear Lord, the committee that he works with, Lord. We lift up our young people, Kerry, and also Lester Callis, Lord. We lift them up to you. There are so many, Brother Serge and Brother Serge's children, Father. Oh, Lord, there are so many people on this line, dear. Those who are on the internet, we lift them up to you. You know their needs. Supply their needs according to their riches and glory. We lift up Brother Akeen James, our Lord, and Akeen Bert, dear Lord. We lift them up to you. We lift up Brother Yudi and that project, dear Father, this store. Continue to pour your blessings upon him. Keep him, guide him. Protect them, Lord, and allow it to be successful, Lord, to present you there in that place, Lord, in everything they do. We ask you to pour your blessings upon the speaker tonight as we present the word, and every one of us. And dear Lord, we know we leave out some names, but you know the names, and you have the record of all the names, Lord, who come on this land, who share, those who baptize, those who meet you for the first time, those who are studying in you. You know them, dear Lord. We lift up our general conference to you, the leadership, the president, the union, and the ministers in all the local church. Father, help our eyes to be open, that we will be obedient to your will to carry out your work, Lord. Thank you again for hearing. Thank you for answering. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for the prayers. Oh, my, the prayers. I have a friend here on the prayer line, and she heard the prayers. And I tell you, I met this young woman at the church in Pineville in outside of Louisiana. And she and I bond together, and she's such a loving person. And, you know, I lost her number, and I was outside cleaning, and she called me, and she said, well, I'm just checking to see if this the person that I know. And I said, well, who, tell me about yourself so I can see if you the person that know me. And she began to tell me, and she said, yeah. I said, I am the person. So she and I back talking. So I just praise God. The Lord leads his people back. And now she's on Amen. The prayer line. With her. I'm asking her to press 1 to share. You can press 1, sister, and you can share. Let me see if your line
Amen.
Is open.
Amen, amen.
You can press 1, and I can see your line. Just press the 1 on your phone, and I can see your line open. So, but I'm going to read. I wanted to read the scripture. And don't be shy. No, but everybody on the prayer line, my sister, is very humble. We love, we are family, and we love everybody that's on this prayer line. We've been on this prayer line for it's 8 years now. And you know, it's nobody. Once you're on the prayer line, you're not a person that's a stranger. You are family. So when you press 1, we can open the line and you can give a request for your family to pray for us to lift your family. You see, as the sister just did, she lift up family. So Sister Powell, she has pressed 1. So let me open her line. So let me open her line. Her, amen. I'm going to open
amen.
Your line.
Amen. Amen.
404, opening your line. And can you give your
can
name
you hear me
and
now?
What you call it? Amen.
Can
I
you hear
can
me?
Hear you. Yes, you can
okay.
give your
this
name.
Okay, this is Reed, Sister Reed Floyd from Atlanta, Georgia.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Go
okay.
ahead, sister.
I just want to thank you so much for praying. I heard you say Brother Reed Floyd, but... I need prayer for my sister-in-law in Cambodia and my my brother. that was his wife that is sick in Cambodia. And they are going through, you know, the pandemic poverty because they can't find work and things like that. So I've been talking to him through Facebook Messenger, and that they don't even have money, you know, money to get medical attention to help her, and she just suffering every day, and sometimes she just die, you know, so she won't have to experience the pain. And my mother's in Massachusetts. She turned 88 this year, and she's going through a lot of health issues too. And I'm private home health care, and I have been working like over 13 years, and I've seen a lot of people suffering, you know. I just go into the private homes and take care of different people who can do things for themselves. And I lost a lot of clients to, you know, from illnesses, from sickness. So I just ask that y'all remember me, Reed Floyd, and my family, and my clients, and also just that I will, you know, be able to hear him and follow his instruction, you know, in a timely fashion, so that I can finish the work that he called me to do, and that I'll be in his perfect will and not his will. And I thank you so much, Sister Leola, for inviting me to the prayer line, and for willing to help, you know, my family in time of need. And may God bless you. And thank you so much. And we have prayer line too, the women prayer line on Wednesday morning, like 7:30, early 7:30 morning. And it's kind of hard for me to pray. I mean, I get on it and I listen, but I have to take care of my time and get ready for work. So a lot of time I'm not able to pray with them, but I can listen in. So this is a good evening.
Amen. Amen. Okay. We thank you so much, Sister Ren. And her name is R.Y. Rod Floyd. And it sounds like Ray, but it's Rice Floyd. And she and I met at church. Go ahead, sister.
It's pronounced Ree.
Ray?
Ree.
Ree? Okay. Ray. Okay. Okay. Ray, like R-A-Y.
No, R-E, like R-E.
Ree.
Yes.
Ree. Yes. Well, I want to thank God for you coming on and you being able to join us, and just to let your brothers and sisters know, because the Bible tells us we are brothers and sisters in that we should be able to help one another. And on this prayer line, we do pray. So I'm going to ask Sister Powell if she can lift you up in prayer at this moment before we move forward. So Sister Powell, can you also offer a prayer for Ree and her family? And I have been wanting to do something. We're going to talk about it. We would like to help her out by God's grace. And, you know, and I know she would appreciate it. And she told me this over 4 or 5 years ago, but I had lost contact with her.
Over the land, you can.
Yes. So, by God's grace, we're going to close out your line, Sister Ree, and Sister Powell will offer a prayer for you. Amen? Okay, Sister Powell, you can
offer a prayer. Sister Leola, can you
say
clearly the family? I didn't hear it clearly. You know, the our family, the problem. I know she said she has a brother who sick.
Yes, she has a brother who
they live in Cambodian. I can't pronounce
the name
that well.
Okay.
But anyway,
they
are poverty, and they can't afford to buy the food and things. And her sister is sick. So, yes.
Okay. All right. Let's pray, brothers and sister. You have the opportunity, Sister Ray. You can lift her up too while we pray. Burdens are lifted on Calvary, on Calvary. Heavenly Father, we come again to you this moment on behalf of the request of your daughter, Sister Ree. Lord, you know everything about her, dear Father, and the love that she has in her heart for her family members over foreign seas. Lord, this moment we present her to you. Give her the strength that she needs. If there is no other time she needs the strength, Lord, because she cannot really see the brothers and family to really touch them and to encourage them face by face, but I do know that she can touch them, dear Lord, by praying. And as we gather here this moment to present them to you, we know that you are the great physician, the healer, the sympathizing Jesus, and we have seen you have demonstrated your work, your healing power, Lord, to many, many sick souls, brothers and sisters, and we know by faith, dear Lord, they were able to be made whole. So this moment, we present her to our family members, to your brother and the other family who are sick. We present them to you. And not only sick, need your help. You said to us that the cattle upon the hill belongs to you, the silver and gold belongs to you. And dear Father, you said you will supply their many needs according to their riches in glory. So this moment, dear Father, we have seen you have supplied the means of Elijah by sending the raven to feed him. Lord, we have seen that woman, Lord, with the little bit of flour and little bit of oil in her jar, in her barrel, and you have supplied her needs that she never hunger again. We have seen, dear Lord, the prodigal son, dear Father, leave his father and went out and waste all his substance, and you provide with him, give him the strength, the power, and the will, and the know-about that he could come back home to enjoy his father's love. And we saw the love that his father had with him, dear, by providing and receiving. So this moment we come to you this morning on behalf of our brothers over abroad who are not able, dear God, to help themselves and their family members, but there are so many thousands of people who are near them at this time. We ask you to let them open their heart, open their hands, open their eyes, so that they can provide and to give and to share, Lord Jesus. We ask you to pour your blessings upon that family and allow that family to look upon you to give you all the praise, not only in healing the sick for physical but spiritual food, Lord. We ask you to provide for them, Lord, spiritual and physical food. Continue to bless them. Continue to keep them. Continue to allow their light to shine. And even though, dear God, they are struggling, let them to trust you and to depend that they can depend upon you and know that you are God and you can do all things. There is nothing too hard that our Father cannot do. So, dear Father, we ask you at this time as we prayed, help us to have that confidence and have that faith and to believe that our prayer will be answered, Lord. Thank you again for hearing and thank you for answering and to release the pain from those our family over abroad, dear Lord, and help Sister Ray that she too, dear God, will come to glorify you and give you the praise and thanks for what you have done. We want to thank you. We praise your name in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Sister Leola.
Thank you, Sister. Go ahead, Sister Powell.
Yes, after the line, we can talk to her after the line.
Sister Reed, after the line, I will call you and we can talk to you, okay? I know I didn't open your line, but I'm just saying after the prayer line. Amen? So, brothers and sisters, we want to thank God for bringing his people to the prayer line. We are to love one another as God loved us. So I just want to share a scripture. I had a certain scripture to read, but you know what, sisters and brothers? This is all about love, love for one another, because Christ said, this is the work, to love one another. And I want to read, give me 1 second. It's in John chapter, I believe it's John chapter 5, John chapter 4 or 5. To love one another, brethren, because this is what we should be doing. Give me just a second, because I really want to do this scripture by God's grace. John chapter 5. And brothers and sisters, and Sister Powell, you can get the prophecy. I'm just going to read. We have a few more to join us, so I'm just going to read this part, and then we're going to go on to open the next line. And by God's grace, sisters and brothers, this is the word of God. And I'm reading from 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, and I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, whosoever believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him begot love in him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bear witness, because the Spirit is truth. And also, I wanted to encourage how the Bible says how we are to love our brethren. And here it is right here. It says, love is of God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son in the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfect in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he that had given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. But whosoever confessed that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. And I'm going to stop there. Let's read this last couple. It said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath tormented. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother
whom he had seen, how can he love God? How can he love God whom he have not? This and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. So that sums up what God wants us to do in this world, to love our brother. So I just want to thank God for the prayers. Oh, the prayers was just so powerful. And I want to thank the Lord for all the brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Power, for offering your prayer for Sister Reed. And also thank you, Sister Barnaby, for offering your prayer for the prayer line and all others. And I just want to thank our mothers all together for being the mother of the prayer line and always offering up prayers. So thank you all once again, and may God continually to bless you. And now, brothers and sisters, we're going to go in to open the line for the brothers and sisters, because Brother Akeem will be joining us soon. We're going to ask that you be brief. We had a special person here that we wanted to pray for. So we're going to open the line for 985-232. Your line is open. And brothers and sisters, we're going to need you to be brief tonight, because Brother Akeem will be on in a little bit. Amen? 985, your line is open.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I would like to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. I would like to thank the Lord because he's worthy. And he first loved us, so we must love him. So I thank him for everything he has done for us. So I want to give him all the thanks and thank him for all the blessings. So I would like to read a script. Let me get it. Let me see what it is. Prayer. Dear God, thank you for giving us your word. When I struggle, help me to read your word to discern your truth. When I am unsure what to do, help me to use your word as guide. Make me teachable through your word, O Lord. May I be comforted by your word and be filled with understanding and hope about your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to ask for prayer for my family, all those that's sleeping outside, all those that home, that confined in hospital due to those that's sick with COVID and whatever other problems they're going through. Just want to pray for the United States and pray for Advent Light upcoming event and all the other ministries. Pray for all my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Advent Light ministry, and those that help one another keep the line running and they all the upcoming events they got, and Brother Ute and his store and his family and all they going through, and Brother Richardson and his project, and Brother Rick and his project, and Sister, and our mother's Sister Powell and her project, which she can't get to right now, but we're praying and things go well, that she can move back to it, but she's keeping her in prayer, lifting her up, but her mission is still going on because she never stops. So we just want to keep everybody and all those that are missing in prayer, and all my brothers and sisters on and off the prayer line. We want to lift them up, and brother Eli and his little friends and his family, and just in general. And thank God for a blessed evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That'll be
amen.
All.
Amen. Amen. Sister Leola, check your phone.
Oh, yes, Sister Power. I'm talking, and I thank you, Sister Power, for my backup. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing with the prayer line. It's always a blessing, you and Brother John, and we will lift you up in prayer tonight. So we're going to go to the next caller. We have two more. We're going to open the line for Brother Eli. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Brother Eli, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Miola, Sister Power. My name is Brother Eli. I like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Miola and Sister Power. I have a prayer, Sister Miola, before I sing a song. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. Listen, my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Don't forget to pray for my mom. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Sister Miola and Sister Powell, don't forget to pray for Brother Jahari, because Brother Jahari needs some prayer too. Pray for Brother Jahari, and he could preach the gospel message on the prayer line. Pray for him, and he could baptize to Sister Miola and Sister Powell, because Brother Jahari needs a lot of prayer. Pray for him. Don't forget to pray for his friend, Sister Miola. His friend name is Emmanuel. Pray for his friend, Jahari's friend, Emmanuel. This from Emmanuel in prayer. And Sister Miola, pray for Sister Tatiana, Brother Isma, little Brother Isma in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Isenia, starting in one. Sister Paolo, tell Sister Miola, spell it for Sister Miola is YESFNIA, Sister Isenia. And pray for Sister Geraldine. Lift them up in prayer too. And Sister Miola and Sister Power, may God bless you on the prayer line. Sister Ray, may God bless you on the prayer line. Welcome. Welcome to the prayer line, Sister Ray, because this prayer line, Sister Ray, is a family to pray together, to lift up us up in prayer, to be on the prayer line too, Sister Ray, like Thursday and Friday and Sunday, just like Sister Miola say, and Sister Power. Let me sing a song at this moment, Sister Miola and Sister Power, because God is good. God is worthy to be praised. Let me sing a song, Sister Miola. Yes, mountain, the rain, the whole, yes, Calvary, the blood that gave me strength, today, it would never lose its power. Sister Power, sing with me, Sister Viola, sing with me, Sister Ray. Calvary, the blood that gives me strength. Today, it will never lose its power. It shall, it shall, to the whole, yes, mountain. Today, to the whole, yes, Calvary, oh, the blood that gives me strength. Today, it will never lose its power. We shall do the yes, come in. Oh, the love, oh, yes, Calvary. Oh, the blood that gave me strength today. It would never lose its power. Sister, may God bless you.
Amen.
May God continue
amen.
To guide you because God is good,
amen.
Sister Ray. Sister Ray, what matter what you're going through, God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Ray. Sister Ray, continue to pray, Sister Ray. Pray just like Sister Viola pray. Pray, Sister Viola, say, keep your faith in God. May God continue to bless you, Sister Ray, with your ministry. May God bless you, Brother Akeem James, with your ministry, Brother Akeem James. May God continue to guide you, Brother Akeem James, because God is good, Brother Akeem. God is good, Brother Akeem. Keep the faith in God, because God is good, Brother Akeem James. God will bless you, Brother Akeem James. God will break every chain for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God
hallelujah.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, amen. Brother Eli. Brothers and sisters, that is Brother Eli. The young man loved the Lord, and he loved giving God praise. So we thank God for his praise, and he always lifting up everyone on the prayer line. So if there's anyone else, I believe I see Brother Rick always ready to give to share. So Brother Rick, you have time. So because Brother Akeem is not here yet, so if you like to share, Brother Rick, I can open your line, but I would like for you to press 1. I know that you share, and I said that it's brief, but Brother Akeem is not here yet. So if you like to share or here on this prayer line, giving God the praise, because all praise is due to him, let us open Brother Rick's line. Amen. 518, your line is open.
Thank
amen,
you,
Brother,
Sister Leo, for opening my line. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Just praising the Lord for a beautiful day. Wow, we had 64 degrees today, which to Sister Leola, that may sound a little cool, but wow, we were praising the Lord for that today, and it's just been a beautiful weekend. Lord, it's been good. You know, we had a service at our church this weekend, yesterday, and we had 3 young people give testimonies, and actually it was Youth Day, so the young people, we had Elijah Dean, who is the son of the caretaker of the William Miller Farm. He spoke, and wow, what a blessing, and a couple of the young ladies, a pastor's daughter, who is 16 years old, she gave a talk, and wow, brothers and sisters, the Lord is moving with the young people, and she was just blessed. We were all blessed by what she had to present to us, and So we need to continue to pray for our young people. They are being used mightily by the Lord. They have energy. They have determination, which as we get older, we lose some of ours. But let's continue to pray for the young people and pray that we won't lose our determination either, sisters and brothers. God is coming soon. He's not going to wait much longer. So we need to be praying. We need to be ready. And I'm still outside working. It's dark, but there's no time to waste these days. So I did not have a scripture, sister, because I am still trying to get my work done here before it gets much later. And I'm just praising the Lord. I just enjoyed Brother Eli's song. Good to hear Sister Brenda praising the Lord, and I just thanking him, and I just like to offer a short prayer, sister. Lord, I just want to lift up all my brothers and sisters in the prayer line. Father, you have been moving mightily on their hearts and on my heart also, Lord. Father, forgive our sins this evening, Lord. We want to see your children. We want to be close to you, Lord. We don't want to be separated. We want to nothing between us and you, Father. Oh, Lord, just keep us from falling to the temptations of the enemy, Lord. You told us that you would give us strength to resist. And Lord, sometimes we get so busy, we are overtaken by the enemy before we even know it. And Lord, help us to be mindful of you each moment so that when temptation comes, we will be able to stand strong, Lord. Be those witnesses to be all that you've called us to be, Father. Lord, I lift up Sister Brenda, Brother John, Sister Brenda calling in. Brother Eli, praying for his mom and praying for Johari and Johari's friends. And he had a number of other people that he's praying for, Lord, and I don't remember their names, Lord, but you know who they are, Lord. We lift them up to you. Lord, bless Sister Powell, Sister Leola, as they are hosting tonight. Special blessing upon them, O Father. And each person that's listening, each person that helps to make the prayer line operate, Lord, we just give them to you, Father, that your mercy and your grace would be covering them, Lord, that your goodness will be shown through their lives, Lord. Dear Brother Yudi, Sister Melissa, in your store, Father, they're working hard on that, Lord, and you know what they need, Lord, supply all their needs, Lord. And, Father, each one of my brothers and sisters needs on this prayer line, Lord. I do lift up my family, my daughter Ashley, my daughter Emily, and all of my children, Lord, grandchildren, and my wife also, Lord. Lord, be with each one of our family members, each one of the children that are represented here, each one of the grandchildren, all of those family members, Father. We just do lift them up to you. Father, we thank you for loving us and guiding us, Lord. Please be with Brother Akeem as he'll be presenting with us tonight. We do pray for his mom and his dad and his ministry. Oh, Lord, please, Lord, send a double portion of your spirit to fall upon him tonight, Lord, so that we may learn and we may be able to take these things that we hear, Lord, and put them into practice. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, sister.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Rick. And I just wanted to share the scripture before. Let's see if our brother is. He said he will be on tonight, brothers and sisters. He's on tonight. But I just want to read as we talk about the little child. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6, it said, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them." So we know the Bible said the little child shall lead these animals that was vicious. And so by God's grace. So we do have Brother Akeem on. So let us, Brother Rich had offered a prayer, so I will just offer a short prayer. By God's grace, and our speaker is on the line, brothers and sisters, so let us just hand it over to him, but before a little short prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, once again,
Lord, as all the prayers has been lifted up before you, Lord Father. Lord Father, we ask that you look in our heart, Lord Father. Lord, if you see any spot or wrinkle in our heart, Father, we pray to our loving Holy Father that stand before us and that our Savior is in the most holy place. He take these prayers to our Father and he offered to them because of his blood. And now, Lord, we asking you, Lord, to bless this hour as Brother Akeem began to bring us the word. So, Father, I'm asking you to bless him. I'm asking you to hide him behind the cross, Lord, and may you be seen and heard and given the word to us, Lord, that our ears and our heart will be ready to accept and help us to stand firm on your word, Lord. We thank you so much. In your son, Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we introduce our brother and our little pastor. Now, I'm not going to say little pastor, our pastor, our young pastor, Brother Akeem James. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I didn't open his line. Your line is now open. Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. And thanks so much for once again having me and for each Sunday. And also thank you for the prayer that was made prior. And praise the Lord that we can go into God's word once again this Sunday. And so this time we'll be going in our Bibles to Daniel chapter 11 and verse 33. And so I pray that you are ready for that. It's a continuation of a little bit of what we covered last time. But let's go in our Bibles to the book of Daniel chapter 11. And I'll recap verse 32, and then we'll head into verse 33. We are in the time of the 1,260-day period, and as we look at this, we'll be able to see parallels for even our day. And so it says here, verse 31, we touched on before, and the arms shall stand on his part, meaning the civil power will be given to those Christians who apostatize from the faith that they might receive the civil power and elevate the social status of Christianity. And so, and the political status. So as they unite with the civil power, that leads later on to the formation of the papal system. This is the beginnings of that system. The church begins to take the power of the state, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength and shall take away the daily, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate, meaning in its place, right? So what would happen is, as a result, the Christians that apostatize from the faith, separating those Christians, separating themselves from the Christians who stood true to the faith, who would not compromise and receive the power of the state. Those Christians that chose, however, to receive the power of the state, they united church and state, united, and the result was what was called the papal system. And that system brought about systems and structures that would turn men's minds from the work in heaven that Christ was doing before the Father as man's only mediator, the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, officiating there his sacrifice, his atoning blood in the heavenly sanctuary that it might be applied to the sinner. Men were turned away from that system in heaven to a man-made system filled with the traditions of men. And as a result, rather than looking to Jesus Christ, men began to look to the head of the papal system, the Pope himself, priests, cardinals, and bishops. And as they looked to these men and away from what was happening in the heavenly sanctuary, what took place was, friends, that the daily was taken away. In other words, the appropriation of Christ's sacrifice in heaven being brought before the minds of men, that they might be saved, men were turned away from that work, the priestly work of Christ in heaven. And then it goes on to say, as a result, what was set up in its place? An abomination that makes desolate. And that's what the papal system was. It was a system that in the place of the power of the Holy Spirit, they set up the power of force in order to force men to live in harmony with the dictates or the laws that the papal system had set up, which were contrary to the dictates of conscience and the word of God. So the result was a desolation of true primitive Christianity. But God always had his people that stood throughout each generation, from the apostolic time, throughout the seven churches, all the way to the end of time, to the church of Laodicea. So even during this time, people that were raised up. Hence, in verse 32, it says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries." Right? So shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And we touched on last time that there was much bribery, and it was there before those who were willing, that bribery was placed before those who were willing to turn from the covenant, which according to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 13 is the law of God, the covenant of the Ten Commandments, and even wider than this, to turn from the word of God, right? The book, the entire book of God's word. For what happened? The book was taken from the hands of the common people, put into the hands of the priest, and even many a priest knew more of the traditions of the papal system more than the word of God itself. And so what was the result? Darkness. The entering in to the time of the Dark Ages spiritually. That wasn't the only reason that it was called the Dark Ages, but that was one of the main reasons. Because there was a spiritual destitution, a spiritual darkness that had fallen over all of Europe and many other parts of the world that were under Catholic influence. And so as this happened now, what did God do? It said, but the people that had a relationship with their God, the people that knew God intimately, they had an experimental knowledge of him, they knew him, those people, what did they do? They shall be strong and do exploits. In other words, they will go forth with the gospel, communicating that gospel to everyone that they came in contact with. And last time we saw that this touches groups like the Waldenses, the Albigenses. Later on, it will touch on groups that would follow men like Luther, John Huss, John Calvin, Jerome, Erwin Zwingli, and many others, Wycliffe. All of these people would rise up in opposition, some of them coming from the papacy themselves, realizing that the things that were being taught was not in harmony with the word of God. And they began to take up that word and began to speak that word. And the word began to go forth in different lands as men began to take that word into their hearts. And so those who were strong did exploits. Now we're going to continue, even though much work was done in spreading the word of God, there was also, now we're going to see, some of the very intense parts to spreading God's word. So as we go into this part, let's just say one more word of prayer. Lord, illuminate our minds and strengthen us as we study this part, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. So it says in verse 33, and they, speaking of those who were strong and would do exploits, it says they, well, what will happen to them? They that understand among the people shall instruct many. Now notice, this is coming again at the end of Daniel. We're at the end of Daniel, that's true. But in chapter 12, the same thing is stated concerning those who understand. But it adds a word to describe them. And this can be found in let's go to Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1. All right, so it says there, and at that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of thy people. This is speaking in context of the close of probation, of human probation at the very end. It says, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time, that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now notice this. Notice what it says here. Before that time comes, it says, they that shall be wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. That's a reference to 1798. Many shall run to and fro contextually in the book of Daniel, in the prophecies, and knowledge concerning the prophecies shall increase. Okay, shall be increased. Now notice what it says about the wise in verse 10. All right, Daniel is trying to find out more about these things that God is revealing to him. And God says in verse 9 and 10, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none, here it is, none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. But who? Those who are wise shall understand what's happening according to the prophetic layout, according to the prophetic waymarks. Now notice, there were also those who are wise shall understand. So what does this mean as we read verse 33? It says, and they that understand among the people shall instruct many. So in other words, it's an allusion to those who are truly studying the word of God. Those who were studying the word of God at that time, the wise, during the dark ages, just like those who understood end of the end, before probation closes, they'll understand what's going on, and the Bible calls them wise. In the same way, friends, there were those during the dark ages who understood, meaning they were wise in the word of God, because it's only the wise who understand, which means if they understand, they are wise, wise in an understanding of the scriptures. And so with that understanding of what was happening, God chose them, those who were truly studying. What did God do? It says, and they that understand among the people shall instruct many. So God took those men. The reason that Luther and Erwin Zwingli and John Calvin and the Waldenses and the Albigenses and John Huss and Jerome and Wycliffe were highlighted in inspired history, in inspired writings, friends, the reason that they are highlighted, their names are highlighted, was because they were studying the Word of God. They were serious students of the Word, of the prophetic truths of God's Word that applied to that time. And it was so powerful, friends, they were so deep into study that men like Martin Luther, you can read it in the Great Controversy, as it speaks about him, as she speaks about him, she mentions that he was studying so much. Not only was he living out the truth, but he was studying that truth that he might know how to live, so much so that not only did he understand the prophetic applications as it concerns the present, his present time, as it concerns who the Antichrist was, but friends, he was studying so much, he was able to see into the future. Not necessarily that God gave him visions and dreams, but it was that he was studying the word of God, the more sure word of prophecy, so much concerning his time that God was able to show him things to come. So much so that he said, I perceive that a few hundred years, I think he actually mentioned the years, he said about 300 years from now, a judgment will begin. Now, friends, Martin Luther lived in the 1500s. He was studying the Bible so much that he was able to realize that there was a judgment coming just a little under 300 years from his time. And that was in reference to what? That was in reference to the investigative judgment. he did not only understand the prophetic truths as it concerns who was the Antichrist of his day. He understood the prophetic truths of the future. That's how serious his Bible studies were. And so God used these men that said, you know what? I love God so much that I'll dedicate my entire time to the understanding of his word. Friends, he blessed them with not only present knowledge, but that which was coming in the future. And they understood so much so that God said, okay, I can use you because you have dedicated yourself to the understanding of my word. I can use you now to instruct the people. And friends, this is what God is looking for in this day and age. Men who are sold out so much to the study and the application of the Word of God
that God can use them to instruct the people of this generation. Friends, this is powerful. Do you want to be an instructor of the Word of God? Or do you want Him to use you to lead others to righteousness? Because this is going to be repeated, as we just saw. What's happening in verse 33, what's happening all throughout Daniel, is revealed. The history is delineated to such detail because it's going to be repeated. God wants us to see that these things are going to be repeated quickly at the end. God is going to need wise men who are studying the Word of God and by His Spirit who understand that Word to begin to instruct the people as it concerns the Word of truth. Friends, study the Word of God. Take time throughout your day when you have moments of spare time at your job. Take time to study the Word. In your secular duties at work, when that time comes where no one's looking, when you can have that time by yourself, spend time in prayer, even if it's just for 15 minutes. Spend time in prayer and in the studying of God's Word, the understanding of what the Word says, not only as it concerns the future, but as it concerns the present, how we are to presently operate in light of the times in which we live and how we can lead. And these men were so balanced, friends. It was so powerful. They were so balanced during the catastrophes and the crises that took place in their time. And so we need that Christ-like balance today, wisdom from above. And so it says here in verse 33, and they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Now, as it concerns that statement, I want to read to us from Miller. I want to read a few statements to us from a book William Miller wrote called Evidence. And it comes from page 97, all right? And that word there, instructors, it basically means teachers. They were used as teachers. So this is what it says in 97, page 97 of the book Evidence, written by William Miller. It says, those who instructed the common people and opposed the worshiping of images, the infallibility of the Pope and councils, the canonizing of departed saints, were persecuted by the civil power, a.k.a. the sword in Scripture, were burned by order of the ecclesiastical courts established by the laws of Justinian, emperor of Constantinople, whose code of laws published about A.D. 534 gave unto the Bishop of Rome power to establish courts for this very purpose. And many in the 6th century and subsequent down to the late period, many days suffered death, imprisonment, and confiscation of goods in consequence of a difference of opinion in matters of religion. By the tyranny of this abomination, the bloody city, which has reigned over the kings of the earth, in reference to the Vatican, in reference to the papal system. That was William Miller. Now, Desire of Ages points this out in page 354. When Jesus spoke about this, it's powerful because Jesus prophesied these things, not only as it concerns the apostles, but as it concerns all those who will follow in the footsteps of the apostles, who followed in the footsteps of Jesus, in standing for the truth, in standing in harmony with the Word of God. Jesus prophesied, they will deliver you up to councils, yea, and before governors and kings shall you be brought for my sake, for a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. That's found in Matthew 10, verses 17 and 18. Persecution will spread the light. The servants of Christ will be brought before the great men of the world, who, but for this, might never hear the gospel. The truth has been misrepresented to these men. They have listened to the false charges concerning the faith of Christ's disciples. Often their only means of learning its real character is the testimony of those who are brought to trial for their faith. Under examination, they are required to answer, and their judges to listen to the testimony borne. You see that? So the only way some of these men of high learning and authority whatever hear the gospel, is that the servants of God must be so persecuted that they will then be brought before these councils, that these men who have heard misrepresented views of Protestantism will now have to sit and listen, because it's supposed to be quote-unquote a fair trial. So they would have to sit and listen to the testimony borne by these witnesses who they themselves are persecuting, right? So this is probably the only way that they will ever hear these messages. Solemn point. God's grace will be dispensed to his servants to meet the emergency. It shall be given you, says Jesus, in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. As the Spirit of God illuminates the minds of his servants, the truth will be presented in its divine power and preciousness. Those who reject the truth will stand to accuse and oppress the disciples. But under loss and suffering, even unto death, the Lord's children are to reveal the meekness of their divine example. Thus will be seen the contrast between Satan's agents and the representatives of Christ. The Savior will be lifted up before the rulers and the people, because there's an opposite, right? The people that are persecuting them are saying, kill them, get rid of them, burn them at the stake. But on the other hand, the servants of God are standing there in meekness, declaring the gospel and leaving the chips to fall where they may, even if it means that they perish. Friends, that's total opposites. One is fighting for another person's death, while the other person is seeking for the person's salvation. That's like total opposites, right? It says in the verse, in verse 33 as well, it says, not only will people who are studying and understand the scriptures through the divine illumination of the Holy Spirit stand as instructors among the people, but it says, yet they shall fall, right? Yet they shall fall. So now we're going to understand this. It says they shall fall by the sword, fire, captivity. The activities of the little horn is described in chapter 8. Do not appear in chapter 11 until verse 31 or some historical time after Christ's earthly ministry and death. We can then see that the persecution of chapter 11 verses 32 to 34 is identified with the persecution conducted by the little horn or medieval Rome in chapter 7. Great Controversy, page 61, states this: amid the gloom that settled upon the earth during the long period of papal supremacy, the light of truth could not be wholly extinguished. In every age, as we just said, there were witnesses for God, men who cherished faith in Christ as the only mediator between God and man. That's the holy place work. Who held the Bible as the only rule of life and who hallowed the true Sabbath. How much the world owes to these men, posterity will never know. They were branded as heretics, their motives impugned, their characters maligned, their writings suppressed, misrepresented, or mutilated. Yet they stood firm, and from age to age maintain their faith in its purity as a sacred heritage for the generations to come. Page 153 of the same book, Great Controversy, states no charge could be brought against the moral character of this proscribed class. Even their enemies declared them to be a peaceable, quiet, pious people. Their grand offense was that they would not worship God according to the will. For this crime, every humiliation, insult, and torture that men or devils could invent was heaped upon them. Friends, that time is coming again. That's intense. That's intense. That's why we have to truly know God. Oh, my friend, I'm saying this to you right now, and I'm almost on the verge of tears. We truly have to know the Lamb of God. We truly have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Hence, Jesus said in John chapter 17 and verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Why? Because if we have a relationship with God, we can trust him and have faith in him. Even unto death, knowing that death is not the end. Death only brings us to a point where we are closer to resurrection day if we are faithful. And that's what these men, these martyrs saw, like Paul and like many others, friends, or I should say like many of the apostles. These men, in faithfulness, because they were filled with the love of God, they were so happy to be counted worthy to suffer for the Lamb of God. That is a love that is beyond, it is beyond anything that we can ever imagine, friends. But this is what God wants us to experience. A love so strong for Jesus that not that we seek to bring persecution upon ourselves. There are many in our day that seek to do that. But friends, it's that we love God so much that we want to get that truth out. And even if it means that we suffer for proclaiming the truth in a balanced, godly way, then friends, we are willing to go through it. And we are happy to be counted worthy to suffer for the Lamb of God. Friends, this is what God is calling us to. In vain, page 126 of Great Controversy says, in vain both ecclesiastical and civil authorities were invoked to crush the heresy. In vain they resorted to imprisonment, torture, fire, and sword. Thousands of believers sealed their fate with their blood, and yet the work went on. Persecution served only to extend the truth, and the fanaticism which Satan endeavored to unite with it resulted in making more clear the contrast between the work of Satan and the work of God. So friends, this is some powerful stuff that we're reading here. So it's speaking of these times of persecution. It even says by captivity. Prophets and Kings, page 714 and 715 states this as it concerns this part that talks about the captivity, as it alludes to captivity. Remember, we read here, it says, and they that understand among the people shall teach many, they will instruct many. They shall fall by the sword, and by flame, and here it is, by captivity. Today, the church of God is free to carry forward the completion to the divine plan. Today, the church of God is free to carry forward to completion the divine plan for the salvation of a lost race. For many centuries, God's people suffered a restriction of these liberties. The preaching of the gospel in its purity was prohibited, and the severest of penalties were visited upon those who dared disobey the mandates of men. Notice this was as it concerns the word of God. As a consequence, the Lord's great moral vineyard was almost wholly unoccupied. This is how serious it was. The destruction, the spiritual influence of the papal system was so strong that it seemed that as a consequence, the Lord's great moral vineyard was almost wholly unoccupied. That's how dark it was during that time. The darkness, he goes on to say, the darkness of error and superstition threatened to block out a knowledge of true religion. That's how deep the darkness was. God's church on earth was as verily in captivity during this long period of relentless persecution as were the children of Israel held captive in Babylon during the period of the exile. God, his church, is no longer in bondage. To spiritual Israel have been restored the privileges accorded to the people of God at the time of their deliverance from Babylon. That means the freedom to not only live out their faith, but the freedom to declare it. In every part of earth, men and women are responding to the heaven-sent message which John the Revelator prophesied would be proclaimed prior to the second coming of Christ. And what is that message? Revelation 14:7. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. No longer have the hosts of evil power to keep the church captive, for Babylon is fallen, that great city, which hath made all nations drink the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And to spiritual Israel is given the message, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. That's found in Revelation 14:8 and also Revelation 18:4. As the captive exiles heeded the message, flee out of the midst of Babylon in Jeremiah 51:6, and were restored to the land of promise, so those who fear God today are heeding the message to withdraw from spiritual Babylon, and soon they are to stand as trophies of divine grace in the earth made new, the heavenly Canaan. Praise God. That's Prophets and Kings, page 714 and 715. Now notice it says here, and you can probably guess what time period we're referring to, but notice what it says at the end of verse 43. This is interesting. Notice what it says at the end of verse 43, end of verse 33. It says, and they that shall understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet those same people that are instructing many, it says, many of them shall what? Fall by the sword and by the flame, by captivity. Right? And we just read that what that was. But then it says, and by spoil, what? Many days. All right? Now, what is that referring to? Or if you read it in the original, it says, and by spoil, days. Now, friends, in that those days where that are being referred to in context is the time of papal supremacy. Time of papal supremacy. Right? This is the time of the 1,260-year prophecy, also known as time times and half a time, or 42 months. All right? And we know this because of the context. We know that the papacy had finally obliterated the three Aryan tribes that stood in its way, the Heruli, the Vandals, and the Ostrogoths being last to go. And as a result, because they were annihilated to their very roots, not one of them was left. Why? Because they believed that there were leaders among them. And I read one of them, one of their statements to you, that some of their leaders believed in the concept of religious liberty. The freedom to believe as one wants, or according to the dictates of one's conscience, as long as it is not hurting anyone else. And so, because they believed in this, and also because they believed that Jesus was created, which, I mean, is not biblical, but they believed that, and they had the freedom to believe that. But because of that, those two things, religious beliefs, or religious liberty, and along with that, Arianism, the belief that Christ was created, all three of them were annihilated. And they were annihilated in a very crafty fashion. The papacy took out one, plotted one against the other, and then finally the Ostrogoths were the last to go. And once they were gone in the year 538, there was no longer any power standing in the way of the papal system and its supremacy being fully pushed throughout the then known world. These were the three horns that were uprooted at the roots that was prophesied in Daniel chapter 7. And so as these powers were uprooted, papal supremacy began in 538 AD. And it would go on for 1,260 years, spanning from 538 AD to 1798 AD. So what it says here in verse 33, by sword, by flame, by captivity, by spoil, many days or days, it means years. Over a millennia, 1,260 years. Days of years. And you remember, we're in prophecy right now. We're studying prophecy in light of history, right? And so we know that we're dealing with not literal days here, but days of years. And so this is very interesting. To corroborate this point, it says in Great Controversy, page 54 and 55, in the 6th century, the papacy had become firmly established, right? That's what 538 was. 538 was in the 6th century. Its seat of power was fixed in the imperial city, and the Bishop of Rome was declared to be the head over the entire church. Paganism had given place to the papacy. the dragon had given the beast his power and his seat and great authority. Revelation 13, verse 2. And no, so in other words, pagan Rome had now given way to papal Rome. And now began the 1,260 years of papal oppression, foretold in the prophecies of Daniel and the Revelation. Daniel 7:25 and also Revelation 13:5 7 prophesies these things. Christians were forced to choose either to yield their integrity and accept the papal ceremonies and worship, or to wear away their lives in dungeons or suffer death by the rack, the faggot, or the headsman's axe. Now were fulfilled the words of Jesus. What were those words? In quote, ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, right? Some of you they shall cause to be put to death. And it continues, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Luke 21, verses 16 and 17. Persecution opened upon the faithful with greater fury than ever before, and the world became a vast battlefield. For hundreds of years, the church, that's 1,260 in total, the Church of Christ found refuge in seclusion and obscurity. That's interesting because those times are coming again, right? As the different phases of the Sunday law are passed at the end of time, friends, the more and more we will have to depart from the cities, from even being close to it. We are called to even get homes on plots of land even now. But at that time especially, we are told that we will have to get out of the large cities and ultimately out of all cities. And as the phases of the Sunday law are passed, first being mild in its implementation, but then becoming more and more severe, the more and more, friends, we will have to find refuge in mountains, in places of obscurity. Friends, these times are coming again, but it will be more intense, but it will be much shorter in light of its intensity. So it will be more intense than the Dark Ages, but it will be less in its duration. So it says, persecution opened before the faithful with greater fury than ever before, and the world became a vast battlefield. For hundreds of years, the Church of Christ found refuge in seclusion and obscurity. Thus says the prophet, the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. That's 1,260 days, according to Revelation 12 and verse 6. And last statement from Uriah Smith as we close out. The long period of papal persecution against those who were struggling to maintain the truth and instruct their fellow men in ways of righteousness is here brought to view. Daniel 11:33 he's referring to. The number of the days during which they were thus to fall is given in Daniel 7 and verse 25, Daniel 12 and verse 7, Revelation 12 verses 6 and 14, and Revelation 13 and verse 5, all referring to the 1260 years. The period is called a time times and the dividing of times, a time times and a half, 1,260 days and 42 months. All these expressions are various ways of denoting the same 1,260 years of papal supremacy. Daniel and Revelation, page 279, Uriah Smith. So friends, this was a time of powerful, marked victories on the part of the church, God working for the church, but it was also a time of intense persecution. And this is why I want to say to each and every one of us, you and I must stand in the places where we are, for God's word, in love, and in a balanced fashion. These men were standing at the cost of their lives. Many of us are not even standing at the cost of our lives, yet we are afraid to stand for our faith. And I'm not saying to go and become a Bible thumper. I'm not saying to go to your job and just start overturning tables and start declaring the word of God to everyone. but to work in wisdom and ask God for opportunities and seek out opportunities in the vicinity of your workplace and even outside of that vicinity to seek to communicate the gospel of salvation to others, whether it be through tracts, whether it be through ministering especially to their needs, and through that vehicle to use it as an entering wedge to communicate to them spiritual truth. All of these aspects, friends, God wants us to do and to study the Word of God so when the opportunity presents itself, we may be able to instruct others in that Word. May this be our desire. And if it is hard for us to have that desire, though we desire it, then let us ask the Lord to give us that passion in our hearts, that we may desire to such a point that we have to do it to get the word out in some way, shape, or form. May that be our prayer as we close. Father in heaven, continue to guide us, O Lord, and help us to stand in these times of freedom. Father, the situation in the 1,260 years, that was a time of serious religious, not liberty, but bondage. Lord, we're not experiencing that yet. It's coming, but it's not yet here. Pray in these times that we may proclaim the word and gain wisdom and understanding as how to do so by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Akeem, for the word. And brothers and sisters, truly, we will see these things soon and very soon. Now, we're going to open the line. And we have our Brother Yudi on here. And I know Brother Yudi have a comment. So we would open the line for him. And brothers and sisters, if you have a comment, if you have a question, we ask that you take yourself off the host queue. You got to press one and then press one again just to ask a question. But I want to know if Brother Yudi would like to just expound on what Brother Akeem. I'm going to open your line by God's grace. Brother Yudi, would you like to expound on Brother Akeem's message?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the message. Yes, I actually was listening to the message. I didn't hear the whole message because we were just finishing up working at the store. For those of you who do not know, we are in the process of opening up a health food store here in Arkansas. And Caleb, come back here. We are in the process of opening up a health food store here in Arkansas for the purpose of ministering to the brethren here or the people here that, are in darkness. And so we are told that the medical missionary work, along with the health message, is an entering wedge. And so we endeavor to do that. We've been talking about it for quite some time. And those of you who get our update post on a daily basis, we worked today on the juice bar and the juice and smoothie bar that we will have. It is completed. It is almost complete for the most part. We've got some cosmetic work left to be done. The shelves are up with many of the products. We still got, but some of those products that are perishable, we haven't yet bought. But thank the Lord for the message. I am listening. I want to say hello to Brother Akeem James. We will give an update, a full update, when we are completely done with the store. Hopefully, I hope to be back on Facebook. I've been taking a sabbatical from Facebook for the past year. It's been a great blessing for me, being able to be away from the social media and a lot of the distractions and to be able to focus on what the Lord has asked us to do. And I tell you, Sister Leola, it's a testimony to God's will to see how I was saying to a sister of ours, Sister DeBoer, earlier, how the Lord is putting things together as a puzzle. And sometimes, you know, we want things to happen on a very quick basis. We want things to just happen. You know, when worldly folks are constructing businesses, they often get a large loan, you know, and they purchase everything and things happen quickly. We didn't do that. We are moving by faith. We are not opening up a health food store and a juice and smoothie bar because we have money. We are doing it by faith. And as we pray, we are seeing God's providence leading, and he is adding the equipment that we need. He is adding the things that need to be built as a puzzle, bit by bit. You know, all last night I was praying and agonizing with the Lord. I said, Lord, how am I supposed to do this? We need this. We need that, because it's designed to set up where people can come in, where they can get health food products, where they can also get education on health. It is going to be a health center where we're going to be educating folks on the health message, on these various things, in addition to where they can get a smoothie or a juice, and it's going to tell them what these juices are good for. We're going to use, you know, good combinations to teach them about health, and we're going to conduct health classes and Bible studies out of that, hopefully. And there is the other piece of the puzzle is the other piece of the building that we're renting next door. We haven't gotten the funds to get that yet, but we believe the Lord is holding that for us, because that will be utilized strictly for the purpose of ministry. So I'm asking for your prayers as we endeavor to do this work. It's not an easy work. It takes a lot of work, the amount of work we've been doing, and even the brethren that's been supporting us, everyone from Sister Leola to Brother Rick to Sister Powell, Sister Carla, Brother O'Neill, everyone, we really appreciate your help. And now what we need more is your prayers to help us because, you know, we're working from morning to night trying to set this thing up. And I tell you, the police, the state troopers that are next door to our building, they have been saying they cannot wait, Sister Leola. They said, oh, you're opening up a health food store? Which smoothies? We cannot wait. I ran into this lady at the gas station, and you know what she said to me this morning? I went to put some gas in the truck, and thank God for the truck, because we had loaded, you know, wood that were like, that was like, we needed to load wood that was like 12 feet long. There's no way I would have been able to do that without a truck. Mm-hmm. And we were able to fill the truck up with wood and plywood and different things that we needed in order to build the bar. There's no way we would have been able to carry that stuff. And as I was getting some gas, the lady said, I was looking at her shelving in the gas station where she worked, because I never did that before, but now I find myself, whenever I walk in a store, guess what I'm doing? I'm looking at the arrangement. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the way they got things arranged. And I noticed this very nice little fridge. And I said, wow, that's a cool fridge. It's open. You know, people can reach in and grab their food. I said, where'd you get that? She's like, well, I don't know. I just work here. She's like, why you ask? I'm like, well, I said, we're opening up a small health food store and a juice and smoothie bar. And I've been kind of looking around and just kind of seeing how things are arranged so that I can get ideas from it. And she says, a juice and smoothie bar? She says, oh, my goodness, I cannot wait until you open. I've been looking for a true smoothie bar because the one that they have here in town, they don't use real fruits. They use the fruits that are frozen out of the bag from Walmart to make their smoothies, and you can't even taste it. And I said to her, you know what? I promise you we will be using real fruits for our juices and our smoothies. But thank the Lord for the message again, a very powerful message from our dear brother, Brother Akeem James. Thank you all for your support. Continue to pray for us because, you know, without him, we can do nothing. And so I am so happy for the support and thankful for the help that you guys have been rendering. And I cannot wait until we open, until we have our property and our land where we can have get-togethers and camp meetings here in Arkansas or Tennessee, wherever we may be, coming together again, you know, in light of all of that, what's happening. We know the time will come, and we can gather together and share truly the gospel in this community. We are also praying that the Lord will open up a door for us in this community where we can share the gospel message. It's not for the purpose of business. because we know we're not going to make that much revenue from it. But we know the Lord will bless. As Sister Paul was saying the other day, I think I was talking to her, you know, God always starts out small. But when he blesses mm-hmm. that which is small, right, he's able to multiply it. He did that in the story of him feeding the 5,000. Started out with just two fishes and five loaves of bread. But his blessing upon it, that is that which is important. Once he blesses it, it doesn't matter how small it is, it will multiply. And that's what I'm asking for. And I thank you all for your prayers and support. God bless. Good night.
Amen. Amen. All right. And we thank Brother UD for just sharing that, because truly I know that he's getting a blessing. It's such a beautiful setup. And I know God will allow this thing to prosper. And brothers and sisters, we just going to lift him up in prayer. And we're going to lift Brother Akeem up in prayer, because the work he's doing, bringing the gospel to people, let me tell you something, it's easy for him right now, but later on, it's going to get tough. So let us offer a prayer for those that bring the word of God. So I will pray, and Sister Powell will offer a prayer also. Let us offer a prayer for Brother Udi, Brother Akeem James, and us on the prayer line. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, as we come to you once again, Father, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for this Advent Light ministry. Lord, we see the work that you are doing on this ministry, Lord. Father, first of all, Brother Akeem has been with this ministry, Lord, for some years. Lord, he grew from a young man, and now he's mature and an older man and still preaching your word, Lord. And Father, we lift him up to you, Lord. We know that it's at ease right now, the gospel to be preached and to teach. Lord, you say for us to do it and do it and do it right away, to get it done. So Heavenly Father, as we lift him to you, Akeem, to you and his mother, his father, and his family, Lord, we ask that you continually to bless them, touch their heart, Lord. Fill them with your spirit, Lord, as he teach and preach this gospel. Because, Lord, I do know that he goes out into the streets and highways and hedges to preach to people and teach people the gospel. So, Lord, continue to strengthen him, lead and guide him. Be with him, Lord, especially when he gives to some people. Because, Lord, we don't know where the devil is residing and want to take some lives. But Lord, you said if we would die for you and say, then we're going to get our life in that time. So Father, I just want to thank you for your precious promise. So Lord, I lift Brother Udi up to you, Lord Father, asking that you, Lord Father, I know, Father, you have seen this through the beginning. And Lord, I see what a blessing. And what it's looking so good, Father. It looks so professional. Lord God, I was saying, I text Brother Udi. I said, Brother Udi, this is wisdom. This is God wisdom. So I know God is going to finish this work. So, Lord, continually to work this out, because most of all, it's going to be souls saved. So continue to work out your blessing, Father, and that you would feed your people, Lord, with wisdom and knowledge. And also, they're going to be getting good, healthy, smoothest. And, Lord, I already know, as always, somebody tells somebody, and then that somebody going to tell somebody else. And, Lord, before you know it, the whole town is coming. And, Lord, Father, Brother, you ain't going to need help. So, Lord, Father, already have it in the works, Lord, and be able to help him to keep it together. So, Lord, help him to stay calm. Help him to stay prayed up. Help him, Lord Father, because when he become overwhelmed and prospering, Lord Father, Lord, I'm asking you to take care of him and take care of his family. So, Father, I'm asking that you also, Lord, pray for Advent Light Ministry. Oh, Father, we see what you have done with this ministry, Lord. Father, Brother Rick, take for instance of Brother Rick. Brother Rick has been faithful servant, a treasurer on this prayer line. Lord, Father,
Oh, Lord God, how can we say? How can we say just say, Lord, we don't have no words for what you done done through this prayer line, the brothers and sisters. Lord, look at what Brother Rick have done through this prayer line. He helped people. He bring in the funds, Lord Father. He have it working out there where he's able to put funds. Lord, oh, Father, we just praise you. And, Lord, and then we see Sister Brenda and Brother John has come into this ministry, Lord. And then now, Lord, Father, we got newcomers coming in on this prayer line. So, Father, we just look at Sister Power, Lord, Father, a prayer saint, Lord. She pray for this prayer line, Lord. Sister Barnaby, Lord, the elder mothers. Lord, Father, we just thank you. We praise you, Father. We lift your name up high because, God, we know that you are the author and the finisher of this prayer line. So we thank you right now in your son Yeshua's name we do pray. And now we're going to ask Sister Power to offer a prayer. Amen?
Amen. 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 Let's pray, baby. Father in heaven, we come to you at this moment to thank you for the message that was presented to us this moment. Our eyes have been opened, our hearts have been moved, and we are asking you, Lord, to allow us that we will be able to stand on that day. Stand, Lord, we have seen things is happening, winding up, to let us know as we have studied this evening and heard this evening that the time is coming. But help us to be faithful. Lord, the message have to go out before that time. Help us, Lord, as we read in your word in Acts that one sermon message, 3,000 people was converted, and they were converted and joined with the other new believers. And those out there, dear Father, even in the other churches, the Sunday churches, that you have your jewels in there, the message have to reach so that they will come out. You also told us that in the 11th hour, these people will be coming out. Help us, Lord, as we gather on this line each night, Thursday and Friday and Sunday night, Lord, and the other nights, and for the great controversy class, we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon us, that whatsoever we learn, that we will be able to carry out that gospel message and share. Father, we have seen the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. We have seen your handiwork. We have seen our young pastor, Lord, Pastor Akeem James, Father, when he was going in seminary, we saw him, we saw the growth, and we want to give you thanks as he is proclaiming the message out there. We ask you to give him the strength, the need, the power, the Holy Spirit to carry your work, Lord, especially to those young ones. We want to give you thanks for the project, Brother Udi and the family, dear Lord, that they are working, even young carpenter Caleb, who is putting in a great work into the business. We want to thank you, Lord, for using that little young boy. He is grown, and he comes like he is one of the main carpenters. So we just want to give you thanks, the father-in-law, the mother-in-law, Melissa, and everyone, yes, and even the helper that they get, Lord. We want to give you thanks. We ask you for your love and your mercies, fathers. I want to thank you, Lord, for the object lesson of the three fishes and the little loaf of bread and what you have done, dear God. So we do know, as we present that health store to you, we ask you to bless, to keep, to guide, to allow people to join and to come in, and we'll get a lot of support, not only for the physical food, but for the spiritual food. Bless us, Lord, each one of us on this land, and help us that we will be a light. Despite we heard about persecution, despite we know, learn about the dark days where so many of our people who were striving, Lord, and we saw the debt that they have, but we know that one day soon and very soon, Satan is going to be put into that pit, and he won't be able to make a mess of your people. So, Lord, we want to give you thanks, and we want to give you praise. But Sister Leola, Sister Carlo, all of us on this line, you know them. They're for first fruit. Dear Lord, our first fruit on this line, Sister Teresa, we have not heard from her, but, Lord, she was the first fruit. And, Lord, we are asking you, wherever she is this moment, we ask you to bless her and keep her and allow her to come back. And all those young people, dear Father, we ask you for them to come back to you. And, Father, for Sister Brenda and Brother John and Sister Leola and Brother Ray and myself and Brother Eli, dear Lord, we want to give you thanks and praise. Remember how a young man came on this line, Brother Eli, and what you have done. You have loosed his tongue that he could speak word clearly, giving praise and thanks to everyone and encouraging others. So we just want to thank you. Now, dear Lord, yes, allow us to be faithful to you in everything. And as a family, help us, Lord, to stick and draw closer to you by studying your word. Look upon you where you are in the most holy sanctuary and ask each day as we strive, Lord, to be the mastery, as we strive, dear Father, to have your character. Help us to shun sin and that we will be faithful to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Brothers and sisters, we're going to close out and let Brother Akeem James rest. Amen. We thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining at Enlightened Ministry. And now we're going to get ready to close, and may you all have a blessed night. And Brother Richardson has the great controversy tomorrow. If you'd like to join, I always forget the number. You can just call Sister Leola, and I'll give it to you.
And you need to call Sister Ray right after.
Yes. Okay. And thank you. You all have a good night. Amen.
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 Oh, I had my song just played.